Welcome to another edition of Your Hometown. Today, we head west to the Garden Village, Villa Park. We'll explore the people, places, and hidden gems that make Villa Park special. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, by Captain Demo's Big Truffle Hot Sauce, and by the Captain's Room. Here's John Williams.
And more than just John Williams, here is, from the Captain's Room, Captain John Paul Demirjian, who is in the studio with his mom. You are the owner and chef visionary with your wife, Kristen, of the Captain's Room in Villa Park. Welcome to the show. Welcome to our studios.
Hi, John. Thank you for having us.
What's this?
That's our signature hot sauce, the Captain Demo's Big Truffle.
It's got it's a brown or orange-brown sauce inside, a little bottle with a red cap.
Yep.
And then there's a label, Captain Demo's Red Hot Pepper Sauce. There's a picture of you looking wistfully off into the distance.
That's right.
As though you're on the bow of a ship and you're looking for land or hope or snacks.
And mostly snacks.
And then in the upper left-hand corner, hot in all the wrong places. What's that all about?
That was this project started out as something to show my twin boys that you could take something you're passionate about and make a product that you really care about, a high-quality product, and do every step, you know, yourself, the marketing of it, the labels.
You mean you weren't a restaurateur that was doing this? You just made your own hot sauce?
No, most of my career was in marketing and technology. And, you know, we built products and things for everybody else. And we had a little time to sit around during COVID. So we formalized something we'd be making. And I came up with all these things. And there was a mock-up of a label. And I made a little crest there that said hot in all the wrong places. And my mom, my business partner here, I was showing it to her. I showed it to my wife. Both of them hated it.
Good.
So I knew that was exactly what we had to do.
Thumbs up.
And then we put it out into the marketplace, and that's kind of the little tagline that we're known for now.
People know your sauce for hot in all the wrong places. What exactly does that mean?
If I knew, I would tell you.
Fair enough.
It was kind of a joke. It was like hot in all the wrong places, and I'd say, like me, and people would laugh, and then walk away. And
so what is this sauce all about then? What do you use this for?
There's really one other truffle sauce that's out in the market, big commercial brand. Never going to say anything bad about anyone else's sauce, but as a chef and someone that works with chefs and is with chefs all the time, my chef friends, especially in the Chicagoland area, were looking for something that they could use in the kitchen as like a cheater sauce, something that they could add to an aioli, something they could add to a dish without having to put 37 ingredients in and get something out the door that was really complex and delicious. And I started, testing it out with different people, and after lots and lots of feedback, a little more hot honey, a little more white truffle, a little less garlic, a little this, that, and the other thing, we landed on that.
So it's commercially available, or do you just use it in your place?
No, it's absolutely commercially available. We were discovered kind of by accident by Lou Manfredini. A friend of ours said, "Hey, that's really great stuff. You should put it in the Ace Hardware in town." And I didn't know that Lou owned the Ace Hardware in town. My mom's been a fan of all of you guys for years and years. And she's like, "Oh, that's a great idea." So, grabbed mom one day, brought a case over and left it there. And, they started selling it. And then we got a call from them and they said, "Hey, we love this. This is great." He was putting it on his meals and things. And he's a big foodie guy. So
Lou is.
It just turned into something. And then here we are. We're literally down the block. Our Captain's Room restaurant and private event space is literally, I could throw a baseball right onto his roof. So it's just been...
To Lou's place, you mean?
Yeah, it's literally, I can see it from as I'm walking out the front door.
So now you've got the sauce, but now you also have this event space.
Right. And that's a very historic building.
This is
town.
The tail wagging the dog. Most people have an event space or restaurant and they go, "Hey, let's come up with the sauce."
Yeah.
You came up with the sauce and said, "People like the sauce so much, I ought to have an event space."
That's right. That's right. We want to do something private. And that's a very old historic building. I've been trying to get it from a gentleman in town for, many years. I became friends with the guy that had it. And there was someone doing like yoga or personal training out of it for years. And he finally was ready to sell, came to me. It took us 6 months to get rid of all the violations. And it was a very old building. And it was supposed to be an office for my wife and I. And then we just kept building and building, and it became the house that Hot Sauce built. So
that is the Captain's Place? Is that what it's called?
The Captain's Room.
The Captain's Room. Right. So that's, I would get that for a reception or a party or something like that.
Yeah, so we've done a lot of Napa wine parties. Our sommelier is very connected with Napa, and as soon as they heard we were doing something special here in Chicago, they just leaped all over it. So we've had 5 Napa vineyards in the last few months come through. They sell out instantly. And they bring all their own people.
If I book the room for an event, am I ordering off of your menu then?
So we come up with a bespoke menu for every event. So typically how it works is the person that is trying to book the space will come in, we'll sit down, I'll open up a bottle of something, whatever they like or whatever I might have open at the time to try. I rip off a big piece of butcher paper and I get a Sharpie out and we start iterating. And by the time we're halfway through a bottle of wine, the menu starts to come together. And sometimes, sometimes you can understand what I wrote, sometimes you can't. But
what are the foods that you brought in here today?
So the little triangular pastry that you tried earlier, that's an Armenian.
Amazing.
That's a family recipe. My mom and dad have been making that. I'm 48 years old. I've been eating that since probably before I was born.
It's a triangular, it's almost like the shape of a turnover. It's a small triangle,
yep.
And it's got very, very thin, flaky crust, layers of that that just melt in your mouth, and then there's a cheese in there.
Yeah, it's a very subtle thing.
It really is. It's subtle. It's not, like, what's the cheese in there? What did you put
the
in there?
The cheese in there is a Munster cheese.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of a green onion that's
in
there.
I noticed that, too.
And the Munster cheese, the green onion, and the egg gives it the flavor.
I'll take 1,000 of them.
Okay.
So then, is that an appetizer, then?
Yeah, so it's a signature dish that we have now at the Captain's Room. So the feedback on it, my whole life, but also for the events, has just been... So we include that as our gift to the host of the party. So they come in...
Do I put the hot sauce on it?
You know what? Sometimes we make it with the hot sauce in it because of the white truffle inside, and people really love it. So you can definitely try it. I have one open here if you were interested in smelling it.
I will. Keep going, though.
But the people are greeted with a glass of champagne. We use something called Kush, which is an Armenian sparkling wine. You can't say it's a champagne unless it's from the Champagne region. But a very old wine history from Armenia, 6,000 years of wine history. So we discovered this great provider. We bring that in. Everyone gets handed a glass of champagne, and they get one of those to start their evening. So never had anyone complain yet.
So that's how you run your business. If I do an event, you're describing for me some of the food options, some of the wine options,
absolutely,
the way you run your railroad.
Absolutely.
In Villa Park. But it's how long has your place been open then over there?
So we opened in September of 2024. And have been essentially booked solid.
How do you explain that? I mean, it would seem to me like it would take a lot longer to get a foothold. I suppose the sauce helped.
We do have a very good following, and I'm also very active on social media. I think my business network has helped quite a bit. I use that as my office during the day, so we were holding meetings there, and it's just kind of exploded.
What's
from
a
there.
Typical event that you would host?
So. We've done quite a few wine events, as I mentioned. So that's where a winery will come. They will bring their new selling or the ones that they want to get exposure to. Bringing Napa to Chicago was kind of their idea. And then we'll do a fine dining experience around it. So sometimes those are seated events. Sometimes those are heavy past apps.
Yeah.
Typically 9 to 12 courses. So it's substantial.
What do you recommend I order from your bespoke menu if I'm there? If you and I are sitting down with half a bottle of wine, what will we be writing down?
Well, I think we would certainly start with the Borek. We do quite a few different appetizers. One of the ones we brought today is we make a pistachio butter in-house that's really delicious. It has a little bit of sherry vinegar and a lot of garlic.
What am I about to try here?
Please.
What is this?
That is exactly what I'm describing. That's a rock shrimp with a roasted tomato, a little dill on our house-made pistachio butter. There is no hot sauce on that yet.
Mm. Yeah, you don't need anything else.
Yeah, it really doesn't. It's a stance on its own. So we do a variety of those, and we've been using a lot of beautiful seafood lately. Tapas style is kind of what has been very popular and kind of how I grew up cooking. So we
is
do a
it
lot.
Peruvian food in some ways? You have an uncle from Peru,
that's,
right?
That's a great comment. That my mom's brother, my uncle Wally, who's passed, was a huge influence in our cooking. My brother and I, and my mom and dad, and everybody. He lived in Peru, Lima, Peru, for
was it? Yeah, not La Salle County.
No,
you're
no.
talking the real Peru.
The real Peru.
Peru.
In fact, weren't Paul and Natalie?
Both.
Or they were in Venezuela?
No, they also were in Venezuela, but they were both born in Peru,
yeah.
in Lima.
And he was a very adventurous, you know, foodie and would bring back all these different ideas. And think about it, in the 80s, I'm 10 years old making ceviche and people are telling you, you're eating raw fish. And here we are today, you know,
in
hosting parties.
Yeah, no kidding. What a nice story. And what a, I like that you told your kids, hey, listen, we can do something. Let's do this.
Yeah, I think for them it was, they see products and they just, for anyone really, you don't see where did it come from, what's the story. You know, my wife was joking with me, why do you have to put your face on it? I said, because if I don't, you know, I'm kind of not being true to myself and I believe in it. I wanted my kids to see you could make something.
Yeah, if this stuff is no good, I know who to blame.
Exactly.
It's
There's nowhere to hide.
Right there. You can't hide.
There's nowhere to hide. Kind of like the restaurant. And we cook in front of you.
It's a handsome picture of you, hot in all the wrong places. Since 1976, Captain Demo's Red Hot Pepper Sauce. So people love the sauce. Now they are using the room, and it's in Villa Park.
Yep. And for your listeners, we put a coupon code together for 25% off. So if anyone's interested, they can go to CaptainDemos.com and type in the word WGN 2025, so just WGN
2025,
no spaces, and that'll get you 25% off online. And you can also find us at over 100 local Ace Hardware stores in Illinois in the barbecue section.
John, thanks for coming in. Nice to meet your mom. Nice to do a shout out to your wife, Kristen, who's listening but also busy with other work. Captainsroom.com is the Captain's Room website as well. Thanks for coming in. Thanks. I'm going to have a lot of friends here when we turn off the microphones with this food. Congratulations.
Thank you, John. We hope to see you there someday.
Your hometown.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. Your hometown is Villa Park.